Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church, and we are located in Grove City, Ohio. I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Good Thursday to you. How was church last night? My, Walter Stevens, what a great preacher. Missionary to the gypsies, got saved as a gypsy, and now has ministered to them for many, many years, and doing a wonderful job. And my, he hit it out of the park for us last night, and what a great blessing he was to our church. And we're so grateful to partner with him in reaching others with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So, great time. Hope you had a great time where you were. Hope your service was just what you needed right in the middle of the week as we kick off this month of November and the first Wednesday night service of the month. And I hope you were in your place and you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor, and that God spoke to your heart and gave you what you needed. And we're looking forward to another Lord's Day coming up on Sunday. And don't forget, tonight is our Bridge to Recovery. It's our faith-based addictions ministry, a recovery program that we have right here every Thursday night at 6:30. And so come on out and join us. Many others gathering together on Thursday evening and finding victory in their walk with God and overcoming stubborn habits and addictions at the same time. So we look forward to seeing you tonight at 6:30. Now, if your Bible's nearby, I want you to go to Psalm 86, the 86th Psalm, if you would. And I'll begin reading at verse 1. It says, "Bow down thine ear, O Lord, hear me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my soul, for I am holy. O thou my God, save thy servant that trusteth in thee. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. Rejoice the soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. For thou, Lord, art good, and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplication. In the day of my trouble I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. Among the gods there is none like unto thee, O Lord, neither are there any works like unto thy works. All nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and shall glorify thy name. For thou art great, and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone." Oh, it's a great psalm here in Psalm 86. And I'm aware, as I speak today, there's many listening with burdens. I mean, there's families who have found out that surgery is necessary, and some who have already had surgery and they're recovering and healing. There's people who tests have been run and you're waiting for the results and you're a bit anxious about the results. Maybe there's some listening today and the doctors met with you and said it's cancer. Maybe there's someone listening today and you're at odds in your marriage. There's a gulf between you and your spouse, and you're thinking about separating. You're thinking about divorce. Maybe there are parents listening to me today, and you have a heavy heart over a wayward child. All I know is, in Psalm 86, David is crying out to God. Why? A conspiracy has taken place. Who's the conspirator? His own son, Absalom. He's tried to take the throne away from his dad, David. And David has fled Jerusalem. He's just going from place to place through the mountains. David, how do you make it? David, how do you keep going? Well, verse 3 tells us the secret. Verse 3 of Psalm 86. "Be merciful unto me, O Lord, but I cry unto thee daily." You know how you make it? You cry out to God. You know how you make it? You throw yourself daily upon God. You make it one day at a time. Oh, I'm thankful God is a present God. God is not an I was God. God is not an I have been God. God is an I am God. The emphasis in the Bible is always on today, not tomorrow. In fact, Jesus said, "Take no thought for tomorrow." He said in James, "You know not what shall be on the morrow." Proverbs 27:1, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow." Oh, the bills are due. The end of the month. I don't know what I'll do. Trust him today. The cancer treatments, they say I have 10 weeks or 12 weeks or 16 weeks. How will I do? Trust him today. The single parent rearing a child and not sure how you're going to make ends meet. Not sure how you're going to get them to be grown and on their own. Can you make it today? Today? You see, God's designed us to depend on him daily. God has designed that we come to him today and that we receive from him what we need today. I started Bible college. No money and no job. And I enrolled in Bible college and I saw no way I'd make it 4 years. Day by day, one day at a time. I got a job, paid the bill, received a partial scholarship from my home church to help pay tuition. And I ended up 5 years, not four, and I never missed a payment. How? One day at a time. Let me help you today. Number one, God gives strength. One day at a time. Deuteronomy 33:25, God is speaking to Asher as they're about to possess the promised land, and he gives them a promise. He says, as thy days, so shall thy strength be. The promise is not strength for tomorrow, and not strength for next week, and not strength for next month. No, strength now. Strength for today. I left for Bible college and to finish up Bible college in Northwest Indiana and a three-month-old and a car seat, no apartment, no job, nothing. I had enough money in my pocket to get there and maybe to rent a place. And we drove and we sang, my Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is follow. My Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is follow. Strength for today is mine all the way, and all I need for tomorrow. Yeah, that's what we did. And you know what? Within a week, we had a place to live, and I had a job, and I had the school bill paid. How'd that happen? One day at a time. As my days, so shall my strength be. In sickness, ask for strength today. Bills to pay? Bills due, ask for strength today. Marriage in trouble, ask for strength today. Burdened over your children, ask for strength today. God says, I'll give you daily strength. The day comes first, and then God gives the strength to meet the day. And then, secondly, God gives blessings one day at a time. One day at a time. In Psalm 68 and verse number 19, blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Notice, he daily loads us with benefits. His mercies are new every morning. For mercy so great, what return can I make? For mercy so constant and sure, I'll love him, I'll serve him with all that I have as long as my life shall endure. When upon life's billows you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings. Name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Oh, sometime just write them down. Your home, your family, your friends, your job, your health, your food, what you can eat, clothes to wear, air to breathe, water to drink, eyes to see, ears to hear, the Word of God, salvation, forgiveness, peace, joy, faith, love, long-suffering, the church, the Spirit of God, the second coming to look forward to. He daily loadeth us with benefits. In just a few weeks, we'll celebrate Thanksgiving, a day set aside to give thanks to God. But the truth is, for the Christian, that ought to be every day. Why? Because he daily loads us with benefits, with blessings. Oh, we ought to say, my cup is full and running over. God gives us strength one day at a time. He gives us blessings one day at a time. But he also gives us his word one day at a time. He gives us his word daily. Matthew 6 and verse 11, as the Lord taught the disciples to pray, he gave them that model prayer. Give us this day our daily bread. Remember, the Israelites, when they collected the manna, could only get enough for one day. The Sabbath was the only day. They could pick it up the day before the Sabbath, and it would last for two. Otherwise, it would get moldy, and it would get old. And you know what God is saying? You need God's word fresh every day. Fresh every day. That's usually the root of our problem. Oh, listen, you won't come to church Sunday night or Wednesday night. What about time in your Bible? Whenever you backslide first from the Word of God, and then you backslide from the house of God. Years ago, a chief of police in Philadelphia would line up those arrested for drunkenness in front of a mirror and make them look at themselves, unkept, filthy, then have their picture taken. And the next day, he would show each one his picture from the night before. And they would be overwhelmed with shame and disgrace. You know, the Bible's like that. And Bible's a mirror that we look into daily to show us what we are like, to show us what we look like. It also gives us what we need to improve. You see, the Bible's also for correction, but it's also for instruction in righteousness. It doesn't just tell us what's wrong or what's not right. It tells us how to get it right. There's strength in the Word. There's comfort in the Word. There's encouragement in the Word. There's hope in the Word. There's faith in the Word. There's security in the Word. There's nourishment in the Word. Be a Berean Christian. Search the Scriptures daily whether these things are so. And then Paul says over in 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 31, he said, I die daily. Dying to self every day. Dying to the flesh every day. Dying to the old nature every day. Learning not to be offended or take offense to people's words or actions. Well, it looks like one guy was interviewing for a job, and the interviewer said, well, it looks like you've been fired from every job you've had. And the fellow said, well, you have to admit, I'm no quitter. Let's die daily. Die to self. Die to criticism. And die to the need to criticize. Die to hurt feelings and die to hurting feelings. Die to selfish desires. Die to ambitions. Die to your ways and your wants and your wishes. Just die to self. You don't have to find yourself. You need to die to self. Stay on the winning side. And then God gives salvation daily. He added daily to the church such as should be saved. If you're listening to me today, tomorrow's not the time to be saved. Today is the day to be saved. Best time to get saved? Right now. Today. Best time to be baptized? Today. Best time to join the church? Today. Best time to serve God? Today. Never tomorrow, because today is the only sure thing you have. The Bible warns us, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Oh, my friend, make sure you have salvation. Make sure you know Jesus Christ as your Savior. Don't put it off. I think that's the devil's favorite tool. I think he just says, oh, you need to be saved. Yes, the Bible's true. You need to receive Christ, but not now. Not today. I believe hell's full of people who intended to be saved, but never got around to it. Oh, my friend, don't let that be you. Hey, God gives strength daily. He gives blessings daily. He gives his word daily. We die to self daily, and we receive salvation daily. Let's live one day at a time. Have a great Thursday, everybody. Thanks for listening to Words to Encourage Radio. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio. The joy of serving Jesus.
Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.